This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm Sarah Gardner. If you're lucky, the 4th of July falling on a Wednesday thing did not deprive you of an extended holiday. But hey, this is vacation-deprived America, and a lot of us worked the week with just one day off for barbecues, the beach, or whatever it is we do over the 4th. So it's not easy to hear about many workers in Europe taking, say, the entire month of August off with vacation time to spare. Well, recently, Europe's High Court threw workers another bone. It ruled that if Europeans get sick during vacation, they can take another one later to make up for it. We called Marketplace's European Bureau Chief Stephen Beard to find out if this could really be true. Hi, Stephen.
Hello, Sarah.
So let me get this straight. If Europeans get sick during their vacation, they get a do-over?
Yeah, this actually has not caused a huge fuss here because it's a refinement of an existing right. But in this case, the court said if you're halfway through your annual paid vacation and you fall ill, you can regard the rest of your vacation as sick leave. And when you've recovered, claim another paid vacation. The court said that, and these are the words of the judges, paid annual leave is all about rest and relaxation and leisure. It's not about recovering from an illness.
Now, to Americans, of course, Stephen, this sounds just incredible. We can hardly believe this. And it also strikes me as so ripe for fraud. You know, you get the sniffles, go to the doctors, get a note, and you're home free.
Indeed. I mean, that is right. I mean, you need a note from the doctor, but the classic ruse is to complain of a backache. very difficult to verify. Or depression. Claim you're deeply depressed, and that might do it. If, heaven forbid, you wanted to abuse the benefit.
Now, how are European workers reacting to this? You said it wasn't that big a deal.
To be frank, I mean, attitudes about this vary from country to country. Certainly in Spain, where this case arose, this level of what Americans might regard as worker coddling is regarded as normal, natural, an inalienable right. Here's Miguel Abollado, a former bank worker in Madrid, now a novelist.
Here in Spain, we have a month of holidays, the most of the times. And we have some rights to become ill if in the holidays, as you said. I think it's better for everybody because you have to take your energy in the vacation, in the holidays, and then start again. I think it's better for the work.
Now, that's going to strike some people as funny. He says he's a novelist. We probably think of those people having plenty of vacation time anyway, right, Stephen?
Indeed.
So not everybody's happy about this, I'm sure. What about the employers in Europe?
No, as you'd imagine, they are somewhat less enthusiastic about this arrangement. In fact, a Spanish case in the European Court of Justice was brought by a disgruntled group of employers. Here in the UK, which tends to be somewhat closer to the US approach in labour market matters, they say employers groups here are absolutely aghast. I mean, one of them told me this is typical of the bureaucracy that pours out of Brussels that hampers businesses, loading costs onto companies, making it more difficult for businesses to grow and create more jobs, which might explain the 11% plus rate of unemployment, which is the average across the Eurozone.
Yeah, I mean, I assume that political leaders and economists are making this connection, right, between these very liberal labor laws and the high unemployment rates.
Yes, I mean, you look at Spain, where this case arose, 25% adult unemployment rate, youth unemployment of 50%. This has to be related to Spain's very rigid, heavily regulated labor market. This guy, Tim Knox, who's the head of a conservative think tank here in London, the Centre for Policy Studies, he says that excessive regulation, overgenerous state-imposed worker benefits have made many Eurozone economies uncompetitive.
We simply can't afford these luxuries anymore. We're living in an age of austerity, and it's about time that our political friends and rulers accepted us.
And he says the European court ruling will be regarded as a joke in the US.
I can't think of a single American middle-sized employer who would think this anything other than absurd.
Well, he's right there. They're reading the blogs by some U.S. economists. I mean, there's just a lot of disdain, I must say. Supposedly, though, Stephen, Europe is moving closer to American labor laws. But when you see a high court decision like this, you wonder whether anything is really changing.
Yes, I mean, I think this is a bit of a blip, actually, this court ruling. Things are changing in Europe, but very slowly. The Germans in particular, and the German labour market is pretty rigid by American standards, but the Germans in particular realise that the very, very rigid labour laws in countries like Spain are making matters there worse. And the Germans have insisted, in the case of Spain, for example, that the labour market has got to be reformed in return for a bailout. But the Spanish are resisting. I mean, once you've got these kind of rights, it's kind of hard to give them up.
Stephen Beard is Marketplace's European Bureau Chief. Stephen, thanks a lot.
It's my pleasure, Sarah.